This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day. If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being engaged, being involved, being just part of the solution. I always say the same thing to you. I know some of you must be getting tired of hearing it. But you've got to get involved, engaged in the conversation. Right? In order to understand what the other side is thinking. And don't say you already understand, because you don't. I don't. I want to hear what they have to say. They're not all coming at this the same way. And you can change some of their minds. Just look at the walk away movement. You can change some of their minds. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, buying a coffee mug, joining Patreon, which is part of the behind-the-scenes team, if you would. Check it out. You'll see what it's about. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, interacting online. Got a lot coming up. I want to talk about a little bit about the Russian hacking, because I'm so tired of hearing about the word hacking. I mean, they're throwing these terms around like they have a clue as to what they mean. Because they put out false information on Facebook, they didn't hack anybody's account. They didn't change anything from a counting standpoint. And I wish people would be honest about it. When you say Russian hacking, you imagine a bunch of hackers sitting in a room trying to hack away at service computers and information. All Facebook came out with, and they're called Russian hackers, is that these guys are somehow putting out misinformation now about Trump. You would think they'd be happy about that. So I'm tired of hearing about all the hacking that's going on, because there isn't any. Absolutely none. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you got something to say, topic you want me to take on, somebody you might want me to have on as a guest or what have you, more than happy to look into it. Let's bring on Dakota from Oregon. Thanks for joining the show.
Not at all. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, no problem. So what's on your agenda tonight?
Well, I'm cooking some nice T-bone steak after a long day at work, and I was just listening to the car radio on the way home, and I was hearing something about CNN getting heckled yesterday at a rally in Florida by some supporters of the president.
Right.
Now, you know, I took basic law classes, and I majored in poli-sci when I was in college, so I understand the importance of the First Amendment. I wanted to get your opinion on what happened last night, Joe. I mean, I know the president really isn't a big fan of CNN or basically quite a number of news networks when they report something that quite literally isn't accurate, but is it fair for supporters like that to kind of go after professionals for exercising their First Amendment rights of reporting? Do you understand where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, I do, but let's get something straight. First of all, CNN or any group like that has reported incorrectly plenty of times, okay? He doesn't have a First Amendment...
Yeah.
But wait a minute, he doesn't have a First Amendment right to report the news. He has a job to report the news. That's what he does for a living. He works for a news source. Now, the people behind him, remember, he's at a private event, is he not? Right?
True.
For all intents and purposes, he's at a private event that's open to the public, but it's run and paid for by a private organization. So he's got a group of people out there that are screaming, I think it was CNN sucks. And they were irritated with him because they've seen some of the reporting that especially Acosta has done. He could have done it outside from his truck. He could have done it somewhere else in the general area. So I just don't want to get all this free speech stuff mixed up in this. Now, someone on the left is saying it's because of the hate that Trump has for CNN and that's why they did it. No, actually, the people are getting irritated with CNN and some of those other outlets for not reporting all the news or not reporting things properly and really constantly spinning the negative on Trump, no matter what it is. You know, I want to ask these guys a question. I would love to ask Acosta a question. Can you tell me one thing? Give me one thing you reported on, one thing that you find that positive that President Trump has done. How much homework have you? Because as a news reporter, you have a lot more responsibility other than to say, I have a freedom of speech to say and do what I want to. They need to report accurately. Don't you agree?
I do. And I was kind of confused about that. That's why, you know, I like calling in because I love to hear your opinions of it, really.
I appreciate that.
You know, and if I, of course. And if I was Acosta, I would say basically signing an agreement with North Korea to denuclearize and return the remains of veterans and soldiers from over a 50-year conflict. I think that would be a great accomplishment. I mean, do I think the president? I'm a great supporter of the president. If if the press would just let him do his job, kind of, and without the shackles. So
Dakota,
to speak.
If I give them some credit, if they would just say, look. If they would say, look, I give the president a lot of credit for wanting to step up and try to meet with the North Korean president to try to bring peace. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I really give him a lot of kudos for doing that. That would be a whole different animal. But they don't do that. They jump right into, what a waste of time. Why is he meeting with a dictator? He should, and they go right into the hate mode. So that's the stuff that bothers me. There's no positive anything with the man. The only time they're going to say something good about him is the last day of his eighth year in office when he's leaving. That's when they'll say something good, like, good riddance, see you later. Dakota, I talk too much. We got to go. We're going for a break. Thanks so much for calling the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, and just being involved and engaged. You know, usually, when I get this far into the show, I start doing all these crazy stories. Things that somewhat don't, well, not somewhat, most of it doesn't make sense. You know? I saw this meme, I thought it was great. It says, why does President Trump always hold his rallies in the evenings? Maybe because most of the people support him work. They have jobs. They can't leave early in the day. Right? I mean, think about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Madonna came out and said that, hey, Trump is the reason I moved. You know, I don't know. Wasn't she living in England? Wasn't most of her time spent living in England at one point? So Madonna suggested in an interview that she relocated her family from Manhattan across the Atlantic Ocean to Portugal to get away from Donald Trump. Now, she was speaking to Vogue Italia about the motivation behind her big move, saying this is not America's finest hour. I suppose when she was walking on the stage like a slut, singing like a virgin, that was America's best hour, right? Right, when she said that she's not... Remember, people got her a case for that. What did she say? Now you have all these little girls going to see her, going to listen to her, and what did she tell them? Right? She shouldn't be somebody to look up to. Well, you don't have a problem taking their money. You don't have a problem, you know, being the big star that you were. You knew that you were affecting little girls. You knew that in a lot of cases you were a role model. They wanted to be like you. They wanted to be a singer. They wanted to do all that. And here you are, jumping around stage, half naked in a teddy, screaming like a virgin and making all kinds of great moves. I guess that was America's finest hour. I don't know. She said she felt like we needed a change. And I want to get out of America for a minute. Right? All of a sudden, she's got moral values. Another reason why Madonna moved to Europe or the European country was to help further her son David's budding soccer career. She said, I've been desperate to get him into the best academies with the best coaches, but the level of football in America is much lower than in the rest of the world. Because it's not football, Madonna, in America. It's soccer. We're America. We're the United States. We don't do the same thing everybody else does. Soccer is not at the top of the list. She said her son was frustrated, so she moved. You know what? These people scream about equality and how great and how wonderful everything is. You know, she's got the money to do it. Isn't there a whole bunch of other budding football / soccer players that need better coaches? Maybe she could take them with her. Help get them the coaches they need. Maybe she could have brought the coaches here. I don't know. Any woman who is a soccer mom could say it kind of requires you to have no life because things change from week to week. Games change from weekend to weekend. Sometimes they're in the city. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes you're way out in the country. The material girl singer said that even if David doesn't become the next Cristiano, I don't even know what this is, Ronaldo, she just wants all of her kids to be good human beings. Okay. A lot of people say to me, you must really want your son to be a successful soccer player, your oldest daughter, Lourdes, to be a dancer, and Rocco to be a painter. Now, think about something. She's got the megabucks to make this happen. She's got the megabucks to hire the people to do what she needs to do to help these kids be successful, to make sure that nothing gets in their way. She was the one screaming about equality. How is that equal? And Donald Trump's the reason, in the top of the article, Donald Trump's the reason she moved, but yet getting her son out of America in front of better soccer coaches was the reason she moved. So I'm just kind of confused. I don't get it. This is the good one. This is the one I loved. So apparently, many Americans support First Amendment rights. But they really don't have a clue as to what they are. They don't really understand that whole freedom of speech thing. Now, there was a survey by the Freedom Forum Institute. They found that while a vast majority of Americans claim to support the First Amendment rights, many can't define what those rights are. So, yeah, I think you should have rights, but I don't know which ones, and I don't know what they are. It's like I heard somebody who was, close to the issue. I heard somebody say that they were trying to get more money in the classroom. That if they were elected to a particular office, they would push to get more money in the classroom. There's only one problem. They didn't know what the budget was. So if they didn't know what the budget was, and they didn't know how much you got for the children, how do you know how to get more money in the classroom. How do you know if you can get more money in the classroom if you don't know how much is going there and how much you need to get there? Don't you find that as ignorant or disingenuous or whatever word makes your fancy? Right? Think about it. Anyway, they polled over 1,000 American adults. 74% of the respondents disagreed with the statement that the First Amendment goes too far in the rights it guarantees to U.S. citizens, yet 40% could not correctly identify any one of those rights. Another 36% of respondents could list just one of the freedoms protected by the amendment, while just one respondent could list all five. According to the report, 56% of respondents recall that the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech, 15% mentioned freedom of religion, 13% remembered freedom of the press, 12% noticed the right to assemble, and just 2% cited the right to petition. It's what I was saying to the caller earlier, right? It's not so much the freedom of speech that allowed, I mean, that was his job. That's somebody who's working for the press, working for as a journalist, okay, a reporter, whatever you want to call him, a propagandist, I don't know, whatever you decide to call him. When you have a job working for a company like that, do you not also have a responsibility? You know, again, remember, one of the caveats to freedom of speech is you can't yell fire in a theater. You don't have that right, even though you have the right of freedom of speech. It's curtailed or contained at certain times. So it's the same thing with the press. Do they have a right to state opinion as opposed to fact? Because we're expecting them to be fact, to tell facts, right? We're not expecting them to give us their opinion. Let us decide what we think. Or we could turn to an opinion show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A White House invitation to leaders of both parties to have a chat about border security and the government shutdown. The session is being described by one source as a briefing on border security for the top Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. It would mark the first face-to-face meeting between the president and key congressional Democrats in 3 weeks. Without a deal on the wall, the shutdown will continue as trash and human waste pile up at some national parks. Calls are going unanswered at the IRS, and the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo are closing down. The animals will be cared for, but the hugely popular Panda Cam will go dark, and hundreds of thousands of federal workers will go without pay. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet. Yeah. And boogie down, down the whole ground, down the whole ground. The boogie down, down the whole ground. The boogie down, down the whole ground. Share the fight,
we are back, and hopefully you are too. You're listening to The Real Stuff, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, hop up on the website, therealside.com. Now, listen, for you brain surgeons, it's R-E-A-L, okay? It's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there, sign up for the email blast program, read some of the great stories we have. We've got about a dozen writers up there. Feel free to tell them when you don't like what they're writing and comment on their pieces. I've asked Dr. Deb Kuharsky to join me today on The Real Side because, you know, I keep telling you guys, I when it comes to money, I bring the experts on. I show you my checkbook, but I'm embarrassed. and when it comes to, you know, taking care of your body, basic health issues, that kind of stuff, you don't want to take any advice from me. Come on, I'm telling you, honest to God, don't do it. When I talk about Twinkies, when I talk about ring-dings, you don't have to run out and buy them. At least wait till the show's over, then run out and buy them, and then decide what you want to do with them. I actually had fried Twinkies for the first time, a first time in my life, about a month ago, and I don't know if I would do it again soon. But
Charlie Brown tasty. Farms?
Well, you know what? I would have got the same effect if I just took a cup of sugar and swallowed it, about how I felt, too, afterward. But it was tasty while I was chewing on it. Anyhow, and we're talking about oils, you know, oils that you can use to help you overcome some things. And I'm almost afraid to say, you know, this is not medical advice, so be careful. So I want you to be clear. This is not medical advice. It doesn't mean you have to go out and buy $7,000 worth of oils and put them all over your body and think you're going to get healed overnight. So we were talking about the oils and how they work and why they're better than pills. And the question I had for you before we went to break was, do you find many people allergic to oils? I mean, because you hear about creams and ointments and all this other stuff, and people, I can't use that or I can't use this. I break out in a rash. What about oils?
So that's a great question. Before I answer that, I want to talk about the two main types of oils that are out there, because some people might not know the difference between a fatty oil and an essential oil, because today we're really focusing on essential oils and specifically therapeutic grade essential oils, and even more specific, those that are very pure with nothing added. Mm-hmm. So a fatty oil is like an olive oil or a coconut oil or almond oil, something that's going to be pressed from the seed or the nut of a plant. That seed or nut is going to be very fatty because as that plant is germinating and growing into a bigger plant, it lives off the fat of that nut. So versus an essential oil, there's no fatty greasiness in a pure essential oil. It is literally the distilled essence of that plant, so there's no greasiness or fattiness to it. The molecule is much smaller. Along those lines, you'd ask me about allergies. You can be allergic to certain nut oils, and we're seeing that we see a lot of that in our society now. And you'll see that things on labels will say, this is processed in the same plant that almonds or peanuts are processed, because there are some people who do have allergies to fatty oils, nut oils, things like that. With an essential oil, because the molecule is so small, for it to be able to pass through the blood-brain barrier or through the skin barrier, it will not contain certain substances, full proteins, amino acids, or polypeptides. Those are fancy words for saying those are things that can cause an allergy response in your body. Those types of molecules do occur in fatty oils, and people can develop an allergy to that. With essential oils, the molecule is so small, and those heavier proteins will not pass through the distillation process. When you have the steam that's rising up, the steam is not strong enough to actually carry those protein-based molecules up into the steam so that you can distill that off into an essential oil. So you technically can't have an allergic response to a pure therapeutic grade essential oil when it is properly distilled. Now, there are some people who will have a response to using essential oil, especially if they use it undiluted on their skin. And what that is something that we call a detoxification reaction. Because we fill ourselves full of certain toxic chemicals like skin creams, cheap skin creams that have different things in them that are not very desirable for good health, or maybe we're eating too many fried Twinkies, or maybe we're taking in too many chemicals. You know, part of the thing is...
God, you didn't say hot fudge.
Even if you do eat healthily, we're exposed to chemicals all the time in our environment. You know, water filters can only filter out so much. Air filters that you might have an air filter in your home can only filter out so much. So we're exposed to those chemicals all the time, and they store themselves in the fat cells in our body. So when we put something on our body that is meant to help your body detoxify, sometimes that can show up in the form of a rash. It's not a true allergy, though. It's actually a good thing. A detoxification process is always good, not always comfortable, though. So you can't have a true allergy to a pure, properly distilled essential oil.
All right, so but there are different levels of allergies, too. I mean, some people react... Maybe
quite severely, right.
Yeah.
You might just get a headache, or you might literally have anaphylaxis where your throat is swelling shut and your eyes are swelling shut and things like that. That's very, very serious. So a detoxification reaction is not a true allergy reaction, but it might be uncomfortable. And like you're saying, there are some mild allergy reactions that you can get as well, but not to purely properly distilled essential oils.
Okay. But aren't a lot of allergies due to... or allergic reactions, if you would. Aren't they due to our diets, what we put in?
Absolutely. Toxins that we're exposed to. Here's another reaction that some people can have to an essential oil that's not really a true allergy, and more on the line of a severe detoxification. If your liver really is not working very well because of maybe you've had a history of drinking a little too much, or maybe you worked in an auto body shop where you're sniffing a lot of chemicals from paints, and your liver has to process all of that stuff. And so those toxins, they put themselves in fatty tissue in your body, in organ systems in your body. When you start to go on any kind of a healthy program, whether it's just eating more fiber or drinking more water, your body will go into some sort of a detoxification reaction. Not a bad thing, like I said, can be good, but if it goes too quickly, you can get kind of a severe reaction that's uncomfortable. Headaches, skin rashes, maybe you might feel like you have the flu. Not a true allergy, though, just a detoxification response.
Now, you talked about water. I know everybody always says, yeah, drink more water. What is it? How many ounces of water to your body weight?
Between a half and two-thirds of an ounce of water per pound of body weight.
So I should drive around in an Arrowhead truck all day.
You probably.
It would probably make things easier for me. But and not from Flint. Obviously, we don't want to be drinking water from Flint right now. So you should drink a lot of water, except if you live in Flint. But don't we get water from the juice we buy at the store, from a soda can, from a...
You know, we've got a lot of liquid in the refrigerator. Can't we get water from that as well?
Well, there is water in those things, but it's not pure water. So the molecule is full of something else. So it's not really going to react the way that it, that pure water would react with yourself for true hydration and the true ability to carry a nutrient inside the cell and to carry a waste product from outside the cell so it can transport it out of your body. So no, juice, coffee, tea, beer, margaritas. Don't count. Sorry.
Here you go.
Coffee.
Vodka looks like water.
It does.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't work.
So, and because most people think that the only thing the water is really for is maybe to help flush out their kidneys or whatever. They don't really understand what water does for the body, right?
Yeah, and that's true. Hydration is really important for every cell of your body. Here's what happens. We live and die at a cellular level. How you live and die happens is happening inside your cell. So if the water can't get inside the cell or the nutrients can't get inside the cell, your cell's going to die. You need water to be able to carry, say, for instance, vitamin C or insulin or some sort of another hormone or vitamin or mineral inside the cell. That's where you live and die. You have to have water to do that.
Is that why sometimes when you're sick, they tell you to drink? Well, they tell you to drink plenty of fluids, but really
fluids.
It's plenty of water.
Yeah, right? Well, it's really plenty of water. Yeah, really plenty of water. But you know what? I just had a thought in my head, and this stuff. But have you ever tried to flush a toilet with no water? You can't flush toxins out of something
Thank
with
you.
No water. You got to have water. Drink real
that.
Water.
They got waterless urinals. I know you women don't have those right
oh,
now.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I don't know how that works.
Okay.
And frankly, I don't want to know how it works.
No, I don't either.
Don't
you got to have water.
Pretty disgusting.
The point is drink water.
Okay, so drink lots of water.
And even if you're in Flint, you need to be drinking water, just not the water out of the tap. Get some good bottled water.
Oh, yeah. The poor people. I really feel so bad for them. They thought by going to river water, everything would be fine. Yeah, perfect for them. And even your home water. You need to test your home water and make sure that what's coming out
of
your
home. You want to get a good quality water, yes. Have it tested. Get a good filter. I think that's a good idea. Oh, and also, have a filter on your shower because there are chlorines and chloramines and things in the water. And your skin is your largest organ. If you're taking a shower in chlorinated water, your body's absorbing all that. So also get a filter for your shower, in my humble opinion.
Okay, so what we're going to do when we come back, it's nice to talk about all this stuff, but you got to tell us what products work. You know, because there's 183,000
at least
different kind of menu. Yeah, that's why I said I go into those GNC places, and here's, you know, vitamin C, and there's a row that's a half a mile long with vitamin C on it. So we're going to talk about which ones are better for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Never mind your chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
You don't have to do it. It's freaky stuff going on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being, for partaking, participating, being part of The Real Side. I really do appreciate it. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what it is that, I don't know, I don't want to say the shows you want to hear, but let me know the topics you want to know about, the authors, the people you want me to bring on. I mean, I know some of you were, what's her name? Judge Jeanine, when she was on, we're kind of excited about that. But it's like, when they do their book tours, everybody has them on. So it's not as exciting because, you know, you're not someone special. They're on everybody's show. I like to bring in, like, Dr. Gerard. I mean, that man's got his finger on what's going on. He's proven it. He's got a bunch of books he's written. He's pretty much on it. So, you know, I'd love it. love to have more people like that come on the show. People who've actually made something happen, who've actually, you know, been involved in the situation, if you would, in the process. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me. And it is hanging out, if you think about it, right? We're hanging out, we're talking. Hopefully, I think we're having a good time. I'm sure you'll tell me. All right. So, Washington Democrat Socialist is running, and she wants to be, like, what's that woman's name? I really can't remember her name. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she's running on a platform of, I love this, government-funded health care, abolition of ICE, it's abolition of ICE. And she thinks that she can model her campaign like Alexandria's and win. I hope more lefties run. I hope more progressive lefties run. I think the more the merrier. I think the more that run across this country, the more seats the Republicans will take. All right? I mean, for me, it's that simple. She's 30 years old. She's taking on the 11-term incumbent Democrat Representative Adam Smith. And then the Republican challenger is Doug Bassler. And, you know, Oregon also has one of those giant jungle primaries, top two vote-getters. And it really creates havoc. It really doesn't give people a choice. It really doesn't. Bill Hemmer did an interview with her. He thanked Smith for appearing on a story with him. And they have invited... See, this is what I was getting a kick out of. We were talking about this earlier. He's invited Alexandria on. She won't come on either. He asked Smith about the cost of her political platform, noting that it will cost trillions of dollars to fund health care for all. Now, Smith claimed that the current health care system costs taxpayers $47 trillion, and that single taxpayer would only cost $33 trillion. I'm trying to figure out how this works when our budget is $20 trillion. Is this like progressive Democrat math? So it's costing us $47 trillion. Where's that money being hidden? Where's that amount being hidden? Because, frankly, you look at our budget, you look at the deficit we're in, you look at what we're spending, it's like the loons in Sacramento. They want single-payer health care. We have just under $200 billion budget, and they want to add another $200 billion to it. Actually, it's another $200 billion. By doing single-payer health care. Now, they can't tell you where they're going to get the money. They think they're going to get it from the feds. You know, it's not the feds' job to keep paying for everything. It's not the government's job to pay for everything. Well, to do. I really sometimes, when I sit and talk with them, I really try to understand where they think the money's going to come from. They think they're going to take it from the rich. How much money do you... Remember when President Obama said... Why do you need more than $3 million to live on? What would somebody do with more than $3 million? Well, guess what? He can answer that question today. 10 times over. So what does somebody do, Mr. Obama, with $30 million? I mean, you asked the same question for three. Invested properly, it should last a lifetime. Well, then you don't need the 30. You only need the 3. And somebody who can invest it properly for you. Anyway, Dr. Smith. She said that she supports fellow socialist Senator Bernie Sanders out of Vermont and a plan for a speculative Wall Street tax that would charge 0.2% on every dollar traded on the market. She said the billions that would raise in government revenue should be earmarked for education. Where is she getting these numbers? I've never heard of any of these. When asked about the cost of her plan, Smith responded that not many people question the cost of the wars in places like Iraq. I mean, seriously, what's that going to do with the price of tomatoes in Japan? I'm trying to make a funny. It makes no sense. She's making absolutely no sense. She said in one of her tweets that we need Medicare for all so students like me don't have to take out an additional $6,000 in loans to get basic preventative medical coverage. She said, the richest nation in history, we should never accept a system where people have to die because they can't afford to see a doctor. There are very few people in this country that can't see a doctor. Hemmer asked why she believed the federal government could do a better job of taking care of people than people can. She said, that's the point of the government, she said, adding that government should allow people to self-determine their future by providing basic needs. So by providing basic needs to people, they can self-determine their future, but they have to rely on the government to be able to get what they need to self-determine their future. Let that sink in for a minute. And then it gets even better than that. She thinks the government can do a great job with health care. Has she been to a VA hospital? Has she heard about the VA? I don't know how... I don't know how they ignore this stuff, right? Seriously. I don't know how they keep ignoring what is actually playing out that the government actually has control of and has screwed up, and yet they think the government can take on more. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we had Gerard Lomero on the other night, and we talked about the polling, how polling is done. And I thought this is really kind of cool, because there's an article out about Ted Cruz being in trouble in Texas. And it shows Cruz's challenger is only 2 points away from him. Now, again, another poll. Who'd the poll go out to? Who they talk with? What were the questions that were asked? I want to know all of this. Now, Cruz is not the most charismatic character that we have running for office. So, again, depending on what he did, and this is where I get mad at my people on the right, where either the person you're voting for has to be 100% with you or you're not going to vote at all. And if somebody would actually sit down and figure it out, and I know some of you get crazy with me, but here's the deal. If you don't vote, if you don't support the person that will at least vote most of the time the way you want them to, you're giving the vote to the other person. And it's easy to figure out. And I'm not going to lay it all off you because I've done it a million times. Just make believe like there's only 10 votes on your block for two candidates. And do the math. And show some people abstaining and what happens. Because that's what you're doing when you don't vote. You abstain from voting. And Cruz may have a very, very close re-election bid on his head. According to the Daily Briefing, a Texas group poll of more than 800 registered voters in the Lone Star State. See what I mean? 800 voters. Shows Cruz only 2 points ahead of the El Paso Democrat, Rob Beto O'Rourke, 36% of the 34%. Cruz is a routine supporter of President Trump, while O'Rourke has made calls for President to be impeached. Now think about this. Texas is not a liberal state. Now I know there's areas that are very liberal. I get that. But I'm not buying that it's this close. I'm not buying he's in that much trouble at all. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, again, I'm admonishing you at the end of every show. Get out there and support your candidate. Get out, do something for your candidate. I don't care if it's writing postcards for them, sending emails for them, whatever it is. You need to get involved and engage. You need to make sure that they have a fighting chance because you're behind them. Look, 20 years ago, it was a postcard, right? Or it was letters. Or even phone calls to that degree. But I guarantee that most of you, not all of you, but most of you, have a couple hundred people in your email list. So send out an email. Let people know why you're voting, why you're supporting, why you're helping somebody. Because it'll go a long way coming from you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?